share of St. Peter. This gives a beautiful day for us at Mass, and also our history is St. Peter, the shepherd here on earth, our first pope. And that reading today, Matthew 16, 13 to 19, is one of those powerful passages for St. Peter. The great question when Jesus said, you know, who are the people saying I am? And others, like we just listened, thought they were a prophet or a king. But Jesus asked the disciples, and St. Peter was the one that said the answer, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. You know, you might have heard that over and over, but when you're a disciple following Jesus Christ, and you're the first one to say, you are the Messiah, that's huge, because that was what the Jewish were looking for centuries. The Messiah, the next king. And then saying, the Son of the living God. Not the son of the leaders in Rome. No, the Son of God himself. That was unreal. And that's why Peter, his response was, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. So Jesus even knew in the spiritual world that this wasn't just a human thing that happened. That was the gift from his Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. So the chair of Peter is the same chair that has been going through centuries of our Pope. So Pope Francis today, the chair he is on the chair of Peter. But at the same time, to know that our popes are not perfect. I mean, St. Peter, again, he was a sinner. Actually, just four verses after what we listened today, that was where Peter was saying to Jesus he should not be killed. And Jesus answered, just again, a few verses later, said, but he turned, that's Jesus. Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not on the side of God, but of men. Peter was also the one on the lake, walking on the surface of the lake. And he looked around and he almost drowned. Or the fact that he denied Jesus when he was being betrayed. Pope Francis himself said, I am a sinner and I need a Savior. So this day of thinking about the chair of St. Peter, the great gift of our history and the human the levels of those who lead us, our shepherds, and even they know that it is Jesus who is our shepherd. So let's continue to pray for Pope Francis. We pray for our leaders in our church to continue to follow Jesus as our shepherd.